Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Today's episode is brought to you by Square Cash. Square Cash is the best way to pay people back. Friends, family, coworkers, ghosts, a chair, anyone really. Sending and receiving money is totally free and fast. It's this fast. In between those two, it's that fast. And most payments can be deposited directly into your bank account in seconds. Download the free Cash app for iOS or Android. Now. Was it beautiful? Hey, alert, babies, alert. I'm back in LA. And I was in the pool. That's how we do it in L.A. This is the episode 22? Yeah. Wow, man. We're really getting up there. And I was in the pool. So that's all I really give a shit about. Was in Miami. Was in West Palm Beach. Was out in the sun for about an hour. And now my shoulders are this color of a goddamn tomato. It hurts. And my mom texted me, "Are you outside?" And I wrote, "Yep." She wrote, "Sunscreen, please." Made me BRM. You can't escape your mom. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. If you can't escape your mom unless maybe your mom escaped you early on. This is sad. But look, guys, this episode of Congratulations is dropping a mere few hours before the worldwide release of Man on Fire on Netflix. And that is my comedy special. It's about 65 minutes. So go ahead and watch that and do a little back-to-back. Do a little back-to-back. You watch this, you listen to this Congratulations podcast, and then you turn on Netflix and you wait. You wait for Man on Fire to drop on Netflix, and then you press play. And you make it a Crystalia Monday is what you do. Or a Crystalia Tuesday. Or a Crystalia Wednesday. Or a Crystalia Tuesday. Or a Crystalia Bonday. If you want to make up a new day. Because Man on Fire is going to be available on Netflix worldwide no matter where. No matter what time you want to watch it. So, and I'm really excited about it. And let me just say, since I'm always joking around, I put this on my Snapchat and I put it on my Instagram. Thank you to everybody who's ever come to a show, and thank you to everybody who's ever supported me in any way. I've worked very hard on this career, and I've worked really hard on this act, Man on Fire, and it's out now. So have at it, enjoy, and if you don't enjoy, eat my dick, you know, slowly. You can have your opinion, you know, but I'm really proud of it, so go watch it. So that's what I'm excited about this week. And let's recap the week. Last week, I was in, let's see. So I remember when I was sick and I did the podcast last week and it was fucking, my voice was terrible. I'm getting it back, as you can hear. I'm getting my back. My voice is about 80%. It was a little hard because I did a bunch of shows in West Palm Beach. And, man, Let me just say, West Palm Beach, it's a great club. It's awesome. It's a big fucking club. It holds 600 people. Did 5 shows there. And the management is great. They're so good to me. They're friends of mine now. And I just, I love the way they run their club. They make you feel special. And they, so go there. Even if you're not going to see me, if you're in the West Palm Beach area, they got great acts, and they got a cool little bar next door that you can go to that's got great food, and it's just a cool kind of area there. And so I had a great time in West Palm Beach. Before I even get into that, I had a host. I cannot remember his name, like a piece of shit. Now, what an asshole I am. He was so soft-spoken. He would hang out with us in the green room. And I liked the guy. The guy was a great guy. He was a really cool guy. He's a young guy. He's like 25. He was so soft-spoken that I said what to him 75 times. And then I just stopped saying what. And I would be like, yeah. All right, okay. And I hope that that was a valid response. But even the waiter or waitress would come in and be like, hey. And he'd be like, can I get lemon in the tea? And they'd be like, what? And then he wouldn't raise his voice even a little bit louder. Can I get lemon in the tea? He was just cool. He's one of those like cool dudes. He was very cool. Like you could tell he gets laid probably a lot. And he moved to West Palm Beach for no reason. I said, dude, it was crazy. West Palm Beach, I said this before, it's like the Truman Show. And this guy, the host, fuck, I'm so pissed I don't remember his name. I'm such a dickhead. But he was funny too. But he was like, he said it like this. He was like, yeah, I'm from Virginia Beach. And I moved to West Palm Beach. And I said, why? And he said, I don't know, man. And I was like, oh, imagine. I said, you just picked a place? And he was like, yeah, pretty much. I mean, oh, hey, you're a storybook character? Oh, you're a guy? Oh, you're a guy that a fucking, that what's his name would play? Who's that guy in? Dude, how would I never remember fucking names when I do this fucking podcast? The hell's his name? Who's the guy who's in the movie I don't remember the name of? God damn it, motherfucker. What's his name? Ashton's friend of them. He's like shorter. He was in that fucking movie that Sean Penn produced. I can't remember shit. No. God damn it. He's handsome. He was in that movie about the girl next door with the Emil Hirsch, for fuck's sake. Anyway, god damn. Well, you know what? His name's Emil, so it wasn't like John, right? At least I didn't forget. I didn't do that. Anyway, I was in West Palm Beach, and I was having a great time in West Palm Beach, man. I really had a good time there. I didn't expect much, and I think that's the key, right? Because that's why whenever we go to Las Vegas, it's a letdown. You're like, bro, we're going to go. We're going to bet. We're going to win big. We're going to get chicks. We're going to fucking eat the best food. And then you go and you're like, where are my pants? It wasn't as fun because I couldn't find my... It's like The Hangover, you know? And the manager, Justin, in West Palm Beach sent me a Snapchat of iguanas, which is like crazy that iguanas are around, and they're big. And I was thinking about how there's actual alligators. How about the fact that there are alligators in America? And it's America. Now, cool. Oh, they're monsters. Hey, they are monsters. If you look at me and say, no, that's an alligator, I reply with, no, it's a monster because it can crush your legs with its jaw. It has a huge tail and it's scaly all over and it has eyeballs that blink sideways. It's a monster, okay? Hey, does it have spiky, scaly shit skin? You monster. It's a fucking alligator. And that's in America. And they'll just be in like fucking swamps. That's so weird that's in America if you think about it. Like, it seems like something, like an alligator seems like something that would be in like this like South America or like, you know, in Africa or somewhere else, but they're in Florida. Hey, you have monsters in Florida? That's amazing. They have monsters that if you were alone in a room with this thing, you die. You don't live. Hey, do you have a gun? You still die. You shoot the fucking alligator four times, you still probably gonna die if the room's small enough. That's fucking crazy. They have monsters. Hey, there's monsters in the world. Did you guys know? They're alligators. And you can get them in America. America has monsters. I think that's crazy. How about being in iguana and there are alligators? That's fucking bitch shit. That's like, damn, dude. I feel like there are probably iguanas in like swamps that like lose their bitches to alligators, you know? Like it will be like, yeah, man. Like the iguanas are just like, man, watch out. When you got your girl, you bring them around the alligators. Alligators, fucking Ted will swoop your bitch up, man. How do you compete with them alligators? You know? They're too big. They're big-ass tails. They can crunch motherfuckers and swivel them around and drown them in the swamps. They're fucking straight-up monsters. And they'll steal your bitch, man. Alligators just watch and laugh as iguanas walk by. Look at that motherfucking bitch-ass iguana. I'll steal your bitch. Keep walking. Don't sleep, motherfucker. That's what alligators say when iguanas walk by with their bitch. Don't sleep. And then blink sideways. I don't give a fuck. I know they blink up and down, but they still blink sideways. They have that skin under their eyeball, under their eyelid that blinks sideways. And even if they don't, they do. Because that's in my head. It's real. I love fucking... They're scary, obviously, because they're monsters, but I don't know, man. I never saw an alligator, so there was none of them were bought tickets to my show. I should have actually started the podcast saying this, guys, bought shorts. I know in the past. Here's the thing, man. I know in the past over the. A few episodes, I've probably talked about how dumb shorts are because you adult, right? You 7, you 11, then don't wear shorts. And I kind of still mean that. If you wear cargo shorts, if you got khaki shorts, you got pink, you got orange, you got blue shorts, you 7 or you 9. But I got these shorts that are jean shorts. Now here's the deal. I know when I say jean shorts, everyone thinks, at least some people think, well, no, jorts. But I don't say jorts because that's a fucking stupid ass word. I say jean shorts. You don't need to shorten everything just because it's not a new thing. It's still shorts. They're denim. They're jean shorts or just shorts. You say jorts, you're product of the system. You want to be product of the system or you want to be independent? That's a simple question here I got for you. You want to be independent or you want to be product of the system? You want to be product of the system, say jorts all day long. You want to be a free thinker, shorts, okay? You're not cute because you say jorts. You're just putting two words together. Come up with a new word. Come up with a new thing. Call them, you know, flollies. Don't call them jorts. You just stole two words and mushed them together. That's not cool. I don't like when people take two things and mush them together, period. Remember in school when the kids used to rip the heads off the gummy bears and make the gummy bears different colors? I never did that shit. Fuck that. You eat a red gummy bear, you're eating a red gummy bear. You don't fuck around and put the green with the red, even if it's Christmas. You don't fucking put the yellow with the clear. Doesn't even look that much different. Okay? They made the green gummy bear yeet the green gummy bear. They made the white gummy bear yeet the white gummy bear. They made the red gummy bear yeet the red. Did I already say red? No. They made the thing. They did the work. Don't rip the heads off and put them together like that. Jean shorts. And I got them. And let me tell you why I got them. Because it was 92 degrees in Florida, but with the humidity, it was 4,065 degrees. Humidity sucks a dump in my mouth, okay? Humidity is awful. Miami and fucking Fort Lauderdale and all those great places, they're great when the weather's fine, but mostly when the humidity fucking, you feel like you're walking through, literally feel like you're walking through a mouth. You feel like you're walking through a mouth. Hey, is this weather? Or am I walking through Charles Barkley's mouth? Because that's how hot it is in Charles Barkley's mouth. Miami. Hey, is this Miami or is this Charles Barkley's mouth? That's the mainly. I want to look somebody. I want to walk all the way in Miami. I should have done this. I didn't do it. Next time I go to Miami, I'm going to stop. I'm going to ask people, hey, dude, excuse me. I've got this crazy question. And this is serious. This is Miami, right? And then when they say, yes. Or they say, oh, yes, because they're probably foreign, because everybody foreign is in goddamn Miami. I say, is this, oh, okay, it's cool. That's actually cool that this is Miami, because I thought for a goddamn second, and I'm going to look them right in the eyes and fucking lower my jaw and then put my two hands out like Italians. And I'm going to say, I thought I was in Charles Barkley's goddamn mouth. And then they're not going to know what I mean because they're probably French or some shit. And then they're going to walk away. Dude. It's amazing how many people are, it's actually amazing. One of the most amazing things about Miami is how, okay, like, you know how white people think it's hard to tell the difference between a Japanese person and a Chinese person? It's a racist white person, okay? They look different. I can tell the difference between an American person, a white American, and a white person from London. You can. They look a little bit different. You can tell when you see somebody's face that they're going to talk like this, right? Because they got fucking, you know, a little bit of a different thing. They could look a little bit different. Their faces move slightly to the left or right a little bit differently. Or they have really, really, really high neon shorts on and a fucking backpack that's camouflage, right? But in Miami, that shit is all out the window. You can see a person that would just look like an American dad and walk up and be like, hey, man, where's the Starbucks? And he'll be like, dush look, I dush look, dush look, 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 look. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Sorry, man. You just look like a fucking guy named Jordan. Dush look, dush look like now. And you're like, oh, my God. And then his wife comes by, da, da, do, da, do, num, blush look, da. And then their kid, da, do, 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 look, da. And then they fucking walk away and you're like, God damn, he just looked like a regular guy named Dave. Oh, yeah. The Starbucks is down the street to the left. You're a fuck boy. What? I'm sorry? No. You make a right down the street to the right and then to the Starbucks, you're a fuck boy. Okay. I think the foreign guy just called me a fuckboy. What is it about Europeans where they just got to wear so much neon? Dude, they wear so much neon and polo shirts for days. Dude, if you lined up all of the polo shirts that one European family had, it would reach halfway to Pluto. They fucking wear polo shirts like they're in Mars and need it to breathe. Like it's a fucking spacesuit. Like if there was a movie about a European guy and he didn't have a polo shirt on, I'd be like, this is so fucking unrealistic. And more so than they wear neon, they have shirts with numbers on them so much, dude. Not sports shirts. They'll just wear like have a fucking polo shirt with like a 9 on it. What for, man? Hey, what for, Hans? Hey, Wolfgang, what's that number for? What is it, your 8th polo shirt this week? The fuck are they wearing neon shorts for with a polo shirt that has the number 40 on it? The fuck you doing, Hans? Hey, Hans, the fuck you doing? What's that shirt for? You play on a team? No? Oh, you're just an investment banker on vacation? Take it off. Put on a t-shirt with no numbers on it. And take off that fucking green, the bright green shorts. And put on a Speedo straight up. I'm actually a fan of Speedos. If you wear a Speedo, you're a fucking, you're the shit. What's with a number? They're always high up too. I used to make fun of my buddy Mitch. Mitch had this fucking shirt. I love this guy. He had a shirt on that had a fucking like six on it or something. And it was so high up. It like didn't look like it was like normal on the like the left breast or wherever a number would be, you know? It was so high up. And we'd always be like, why is that fucking six so high, dude? And we would always fucking put our hand above the shoulder and say like, why is the number this high? What, look, hey, who am I? And we put our hand above the shoulder. Bro, we would fucking laugh so hard we cry. We'd be fucking idiots, man. It was like we were so high. But I was never high. But Mitch was always high. Oh, man. One time Mitch made me laugh so fucking hard. He listens to the podcast, I think. So what's up, Mitch? And one time we were at a diner and we were hanging out with a bunch of people, guys and girls. And he was laughing. And... He would always talk about how his, like he laughed and he would always talk about how he was feminine a little bit. I mean, he's not really, but like he would be like, yeah, I'm feminine. Like he would say that shit sometimes because he like cared about people, you know, not because like he was like swishy or whatever. But he would laugh and put his shoulders up because he would laugh. And like, it was like really like, you know, like a bitch shit, you know, and he fucking did it once while we were all laughing, and he put his index finger on one of his shoulders and pushed it down manually and said, get down, you. And we fucking pissed ourselves with his high fucking six shirt on. Oh, man. He went, get down, you. Like he eyeballed his shoulder, put his index finger and pushed it down manually and said, get down, you. And I fucking screamed at the Coral Cafe in Burbank, California. Why did I go there? Oh, man. Foreigners in Miami, dude. Unbelievable. Always walking around with their scrunched up faces looking up. Why? Everything's level. Why are you looking high up? You looking in the clouds? Everything's down here, bud. Oh, man. Monsters and Europeans. You know? Florida. That's Florida for you. Monsters, swamps, and Europeans. That's a reality show right there. Why isn't there a reality show just called Florida? We've got Europeans, swamps, and monsters. Every week we vote one European or monster off of our island, off of our peninsula. Please tune in and see who wins. Europeans versus monsters. Last Tuesday, Hans got his number ripped off by a monster alligator. Let's see if Hans can survive without his polo shirt.
I don't think I can do it because I know my whole life that I have worn my polo shirt. But I think, you know, I don't need the number. What I need is the belief system, and I believe I can do this if I put my mind to it and can defeat all of the monsters. Now, I know my son Wolfgang has been eaten by a monster alligator, and my wife is crying, and she has been crying in the small swamp there for about a week and a half since last show, but if we really put our European heads together, I believe we can win this today. Now let's cut to some audio, video of an alligator.
I think I can just eat the European and I'll be fine.
Alligator shits. I don't know. Everything in Miami they talk about. Everything in Miami is so fucking Miami. I was there one day, by the way. And West Palm Beach for the rest of the time. West Palm Beach has got to be the fucking richest area of all time. Bought a bathing suit, and they were like, that'll be your two back tires on your car. Like, that's how much it costs. Hi, thank you. Yeah, let me ring you up. That'll be two back tires. I'm sorry. That'll be your two back tires if you want this bathing suit. This bathing suit costs my two back tires? Yes. Why? Because we know that that they were $750 together. So we're just going to sell them after that and make more money. So if you want this suit, that's what's up. It's really expensive there because it's a retirement community, probably. Everybody there was so old. They were like, I was 7 years old. I was seven. They talked to me like this. Hey, hi. They talked to me like that because they thought I was fucking a boy lost looking for his mom. Hi, boy. Are you lost? No, I'm just trying to get a coffee. Aw, where's his mommy? Where's his mommy? So, yeah. But they came out. But we had some fucking old heads, though, there in the front row at the 7 p.m. show on Saturday. Why did they come, you know? I don't know. Miami has good food, too. I don't like when people say they're foodies, by the way. I feel like people like saying they're a foodie more than they like food. If you truly like food, just eat the food. You don't have to have a fucking term for it, like jorts. Oh, you're a foodie? Nah, you know what you are? You piggy. Oh, you like to eat so much. Oh, you like to eat all the different places? Oh, you're a foodie? Nah, scratch that. You fat pig. You fat piggy. I'm a foodie. People love telling you they're foodies. Chicks love it. And because I'm a foodie, so I love to experience different cuisines, and I love the culinary experience. Bye. I love the culinary experience. Excuse me, step out a little bit for a second. Gunk, that's the door. No, back up a little bit. Behind the door where the door closes. Gunk. That's the door shutting. Oh, no, that's fine. I just love the culinary experience. Oh, you do? Excuse me, ma'am. Back up. Gunk. Excuse me. I just got it. But what are you doing? I love the culinary gunk. No, but I'd love to try those little, the snail, the escargot. Because I'm a foodie. Gunk. Excuse me? No, I was just saying how I gunk. You like food? I want you to hear me. Excuse me, ma'am. Yes, I'm still out here. Okay, I have a question for you. Are you fat piggy? Well, no, I don't think I'm a fat piggy. I mean, I'm quite skinny. I was just trying to say that I absolutely live and die for cuisine and the gunk. Why do you keep turning the door on me? Because you don't know what you truly are. Gunk. I mean, come on, dude. Just stop making up new words. Just say what you fucking do and be real about it, okay? I mean...
It doesn't even sound like it does.
Where the door slows. Gunk. That's what it's gunk. But then when you slow it down, gunk. That's what it is, man. Shut my fucking door in your face. Shut my door in your face. Yeah, dude. I mean, fuck. You can say whatever you want. It's free conch. But if you say you're a foodie, gunk. All right? You can say what you want. It's a free conch. But if you say you like the culinary experience, gunk. I'm sorry, dude. You fucking brought it on yourself. You don't want a fucking wall in your face? then just say you like food or you're a fat piggy. Then, meow, okay? But if you say you are a foodie, gunk. Now, are you wearing shorts? Are you wearing jorts? Gunk. I'm sorry. That's how it is. If you want to be a part of this fucking cult and you're wearing fucking jean shorts, sweat you're wearing. If you're wearing jorts, yada my cult and gunk. That's my PSA for today, babies. Don't get all hyped up in the fucking, you know, with the sauce. Don't get all hyped up with the sauce. Words to live by. Yeah, fucking culinary experiences and shit. I can't even watch. Sometimes I can't even watch those things. I think I talked about this on pod when I did Beat Bobby Flay. I did the episode of Beat Bobby Flay. I love fucking Bobby Flay. He's fucking awesome. I did one of those episodes. I was one of those judges on there, you know, for an episode. And I was like, you know what I'm going to say? I told my agent this. I was like, I'm going to say, I can't wait to do this. I'm going to say the sauce or the salt or whatever. I was going to use the word. I was going to say, that's just a vehicle for the salmon or whatever the fuck, you know? And as soon as I sat down, shit you not, Bobby Flay, one of the first words that came out of his mouth, well, it's just a vehicle for the bread or whatever the fuck. And I was like, there goes my whole fucking thing. Unbelievable. You know how many times they say vehicle when it comes to food? Why are you talking automobiles? Hey, we eating pizza. Why are you talking automobiles? Gunk. Why are you fucking talking automobiles? We eating pizza. Why are you talking automotives? Gunk. Now, if you want to say, hey, also, I like the way it tastes. I'm 37. It's the best part about any of it. I'm going to have a kid one day, maybe, and they fucking are going to, you know what I mean, listen to all this shit, and they're going to be like, Daddy, what's gunk? I don't know. I don't know. Hey, guys. You know what? Look, I want to talk to you about how this thing here, okay? Would you just sit back and when you listen? You know I'm not a drinker. If you ever hear me talk, you know I'm not a drinker. And it doesn't mean I don't like to entertain, okay? I got guests that come over, and when my guests can have great wine, and I don't have to worry about what I'm buying, I'm happy, all right? I'm going to tell you about a company called Wink, W-I-N-C. They give you access to exceptional wines from around the world. Just go to trywink.com, spelled TRYWINC.com, and take a brief palate profile quiz, and Wink will recommend distinct and interesting wines actually customized to your palate to be shipped directly to your door every month. Sounds like a good idea to me. None of your time is wasted fitting in a run at the store, right? Or on your, you don't have to go on your way home from work or on your way to an event or gathering. You know, you got to go sometimes to a party. You're like, oh, let's pick up something. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to guess what you might like. Wink bases the wines, and they send them to your taste preferences. All right. They'll also introduce you to new, rare, and custom wines that are not available anywhere else. And they'll tell you the story behind each one. If you're a wine guy, it's a great thing to get into. Join for free. Skip any month, cancel any time, and they have 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you'll never pay for a bottle you don't like. Right now, Wink is offering listeners 20% off your first order when you go to trywink.com/congrats. They'll even cover the cost of shipping. That's trywink, spelled TRYWINC.com/congrats to get 20% or $20 off your first order now, plus complimentary shipping. trywink.com/congrats. Go. Square Cash. Square Cash is the best way to pay people back, friends, family, coworkers, rugs, a wall, and it doesn't matter what race you are. You could be black, white, Asian, Indian, doesn't matter. Sending and receiving money is totally free and fast, and most payments can be deposited directly into your bank account in seconds. All right? Here's how it works. If you're an idiot, Here's how it works. I'm going to explain it to you. Download the Square Cash app, link your debit or credit card, select an amount to send, and type in a friend's phone number or email address to complete a payment. What? But there's got to be more, Chris. But there isn't, though, person who's talking to me. They'll get a notification that they've just received money. That's it. There's no gimmicks. Square Cash is the shit. It's awesome. It's not a social network, all right? You want Facebook? Get Facebook. You want to send money? Get Square Cash. Who wants to have payments listed in a feed? I don't. Neither do you. Download the free Square Cash app for iOS or Android now. That's for that ad. That's for that ass. I had to do that. Now, excuse me. I had to do some ads because I had to hear beep, beep, beep from the Brinks truck, dude. All right? You want to know what music to my ears is? Beep, beep, beep from the Brinks truck backing up into my garage, opening up the back of the truck and unloading a pool of money. You don't want me to do that. You want free content. Now, if you want free content, go work for free. This dude, Eric O'Neill, on my West Palm Beach show, made me a shirt that said, actually, don't know if he made that one, but he made another one called Succinyl Choline, and I wore it on stage, and he lost his fucking mind because of one of the episodes. I don't know if you guys heard that episode, but I was talking about Forensic Files and how the guy always says, Succinyl Choline. Succinyl Choline. That's a kiss for you, babies. So somebody else, I don't know if it was him. It might've been him. I think it might've been someone else. They had a shirt that said back up the Brinks truck and it was awesome. I got to wear that one too. It's really cool. Or the Dunbar. Somebody tweeted me. So somebody on the Minimalist, one of those Minimalist guys tweeted me today. What do you do if the Brinks truck is all full? You get a bigger Brinks truck? I said, yeah, or I get a Dunbar truck, bro. I use that red and black. I back that red and black up, okay? You think I just go white and blue? I'll back red and black up as well. As long as I'm hearing beep, beep, beep somewhere near my garage. Man on Fire's out. If you're probably listening to this, because, I mean, unless you really listen to it, unless you're a true baby and you heard it as soon as it dropped. Yeah. And I'll be in LA performing, in the next few weeks, trying to fucking get my voice back. I'm about 80%, still can't hit them high notes. Well, actually I can kind of, I didn't mean to get, I'm sorry that I got so fucking soulful on your ass right there real quick, but I just wanted to test the high notes. High notes. Sorry I got so fucking soulful on you. I'm sorry that literally Luther Vandross probably woke up from the dead a little bit for a second while I hit those fucking crooning ass high notes, but had to check. I'm trying to save my voice, but I'm doing so many of these fucking podcasts and shit and radio interviews. I did a radio interview on KTLA. It's always weird doing those news interviews, because all those newscasters and shit, they got that smile where you can just hear it. I feel like if you get close enough to a newscaster when you're talking and when they're waiting to say what their next question is, I feel like if you got close enough, you'd hear them smiling like this. You know, because it hurts because they're just always smiling. They're like, so talk to me a little bit about the new special. And then you're talking. And then if you get close enough, you just hear them like this. Okay, and where'd you film it? And then you're talking about where'd you film it. And they're just. My wife hates me. So I did that, but I'm doing a lot of podcasts, so I'm still keeping the voice scratchy, doing it real sexy. Look, ladies. I'm sorry my voice is so raspy. But my suggestion is, if you listen to this podcast And if you listen to it in your cubicle, you listen to it in your car, just put a towel down. I'm sorry, but I gotta. I had to yell out my voice, and now it's really raspy, and I'm really sorry. Put a towel down. I don't mean to snail your fucking chair up. Gross, but necessary. I've got to be saying these things. Put a towel down. You know what you should do? You should put down, you know when you take your car in for like a service and then it has that floor mat? Just take that with you next time. You got to listen to this podcast or the one before that because my voice was so raspy and so goddamn sexy. Put that floor mat down. Put it right down, right under your butt. Drive with it. Sit in your cubicle with it. Because you're gonna get wet. So not sexy. A guy, you know what, I've always said this, and it's true. I mean, I don't, you know, I think a lot of people believe this, but the second a guy thinks he's being sexy or tries to be sexy, he's not sexy. Like, that's the thing about the difference between sexiness and a girl and sexiness with a guy. If you're a girl, you can be sexy and try. You can be like, you can bend over, or you can fucking whip your hair back, or you could touch your lips, or you can roll your titties up. You know what I mean? Guys will just be idiots like, and do a squirty boner. But if you're a guy and you're like, watch how I walk fucking into the room. Watch how I walk into this goddamn room. Watch how slow my fucking gait is and how cool my cadence is when I say hello to everybody. You're not sexy because you're trying. There's a fine line. I mean, you don't want to be a fucking geek. But, you know, even if you're a geek, a hardcore geek, some of these fucking geeky girls will like you. Now, you say geeky too much like I just did, you get your tongue tied. But I did it anyway. Yeah, don't think you're sexy. Don't be sexy if you're a guy. Just be fucking chilling. Put on a shirt. Put on some pants. Do what you got to do. But don't fucking try, bro. You dry it all up. Trying to have sex with a girl? Or trying to have sex with, you know, some sandpaper? Sorry, I've officially don't know what I'm talking about. I went 40 minutes strong, and now I don't know what I'm talking about. But that's what happens with this stream of consciousness shit. You know, haven't had any guests yet for 22 episodes. I'll probably have guests at some point. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. But I don't want to have to rely on other people. That's the thing. I already got to rely on this fucking producer right here. And sometimes he doesn't show up. One fire, but I don't because he helps me out. He does lots of stuff for me. Now, does he travel with me when I have to do the podcast on Mondays when I'm on the road? No. One fire, yeah. Sometimes does he have a different thing that he had to do and can't show up to do the podcast, even when he's in LA? Yeah, now on fire, but don't. Gonk, but still. Oh, man, my dad's texting me. But I fucking love, I love the support that everybody's been giving me. And everyone's helping out, tweeting about the podcast. My new special drops, it dropped. Or it dropped, probably dropped already if you're listening. Probably dropped already. And on to the next, dude. On to the next, on to the next. I got some new material working out. Now, I got to have the new material by the time this fucking special comes out. Because everyone's going to see it. That's a fan of mine. It's a fan of mine. And they're going to come to see me in like Montreal. Or if, you know, Montclair, which is how you're supposed to say it. If you're French, on the 27th, and they're going to be like, oh, I saw a lot of this. So I'm trying to build up the material. Got about 25 minutes, and I'm vamping a lot. I'm doing a lot of crowd work to get some new material. I like doing crowd work sometimes. When you heckle, want to kick your face off, but you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so. Yeah, man, so. Excited about the new special, and the fan art that people have been doing is really funny to me. A lot of people have been drawing pictures and shit, or photoshopping like my face with Denzel's on it or something. Somebody drew a tired eagle. Some people draw tired eagles or just draw me on fire or something. It's been funny, and I've been reposting those on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. Yeah, here we go. All right, I'm going to check out these mentions here, or the hashtags, the congratulations pod hashtag. Let's run through them. How long does it take? This is from Nicholas M. at Nicolonius. Not bad. How long does it take after you throw out your set to have a new hour you're ready to tour with? Well, I just kind of answered that question. Yeah, it should be a few months before I get a new hour, but it won't be, you know, I'll be kind of trying to fuck with it. It'll be working it. But, you know, I worked this one for like a year and a half. I saw, by the way, somebody online that was like, oh, great, can't believe, somebody was on the special. I posted a trailer to my special and they were like, can't believe I saw you live and I saw you do these jokes live, man. Seriously? Hey, man, do you know how it works? What do you think? You just write some shit the night of the time you're shooting it? It takes fucking at least a year to do it. So obviously you saw it because it was in your town. Oh boy, this guy, somebody's alerting me. Stu at Real Stu 69. Change it 100%. 69 is not cool, bro. It's real dorky. Did you see this Papa Smurf chain that costs $75,000? Rich the Kid is a rapper, I guess. Okay, that's a Papa Smurf diamond chain.
That's crazy.
And that's the guy talking about it. Wow. That's real bad, you know? Use the $75,000 for something else. And that's 100% amazingly obvious. Can you comment on grown men that bring their glove to baseball games? Dom Hinton, aka Dom. Yeah. I mean, that's actually, it's funny that these people are asking the questions that they know that I would maybe touch on. I like that. It means you're on the right path and you're part of a cult. If you bring your glove to a baseball game and you have no children with you, of course, burn it, because you're not going to catch something, first of all, because you're just in the stands. And also, if it comes at you miraculously, use your fucking adult hand, okay? But if you have a kid and you're like, let's bring gloves to the game, that's cute. Kind of all bets are off if you have kids, kind of, in a way. You can do anything, kind of. Yeah, so a lot of these people are just talking about Logan Kane at Logo Dash. Change it. Thoughts on streakers at sporting events? Well, yeah, man. I mean, don't show your dick in public. By the way, I was listening to that Prodigy song, Keep It Thorough, and because I was listening because Prodigy died last week, which was a shame, man. He was real young. And when he, and so I was listening to the album just to kind of like think, like, you know, reminisce on his fucking amazing career. And that line, one of my favorite lines from Prodigy, how does it feel to hold my dick in public? Like, it's so funny and good. And then when he says, I'll throw a TV at you, crazy. Like, so basic, but also sit to the point, and also say hip hop. Anyway, a lot of people are saying that they're staying up to watch the special. I'll be on, you know, I'll be hanging, I'll be awake. So if you're going to do that, that's really cool. Tweet me, Man on Fire. Tweet me that shit and let me know. I'll be watching and checking. Maybe. I mean, I think I'll be up checking. But whatever. And I'm really, I don't know. And, I forgot to talk. Well, I don't know if there's something I need to talk about, but the fucking, what's the deal with Joe Budden? Why is he so mad? I watched the thing at the BET Awards, just that little clip of Migos and how he was like, first of all, nobody's talking about the funniest part of that interview was how the fucking interviewer had no fucking clue what those guys were saying for a little bit. I mean, there was like, the guy would say like, no, but what are you about talking about Bad Bougie? And the guy said, what? What are you talking about the Bad Bougie? Huh? He literally went, huh? Like, sadek. Huh? But that's what I would have done. Hey, man, you're doing an interview? At least try to say the things so I'll understand them. Don't look like I'm bad about the bougie. Huh? The guy went, and then Joe Budden was so pissed that he just went, all right, we got to wrap this up. And then he fucking threw the mic down and walked away. And then they squared up on him, dude. The three Migos, I mean, they were all dressed like fucking aunts' houses, like fucking my aunt and uncle's house with the fucking, they're dressed like a couch and some curtains had a kid. And like, they were going to fight him. I mean, so funny. I guess. I don't even know. But it was like, I don't understand why Joe Budden was being such a dick. Joe Budden seems mad, dude. Seems like a guy. How much would Joe Budden love his girlfriend, too? Like, that's the kind of thing that he would be like, such a dick and so mad, but then be like, that's my queen, though. Yeah, I don't know why he's so mad. He's always so mad, though. He had a fucking battle with... made a song. Who was it that was? He was a long time ago. He came at Drake. Yeah, I think it was Drake. Whatever. I don't know. All I know is I think Joe Budden's fucking handsome, bro. That's all I got on Joe Budden. And he came out with that fucking song. Pump, 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 pump it up. I loved that song. That was fucking awesome. That song. That song reminded me of the song that would, even though it was before this one, the LL Cool J song, Headsprung. That one, to me, they call me Big L.A., Big Pele, Big Chele, Big Sele, Big Chele, been a fans in a belly, got a ball in the malls and the cats. Get your head sprung, gotta get your head sprung, said nothing so far. They call me Big L.A., Big Chele, Big Sele, Big Pele. You're going to bits and the balls and the cats. Going to whipping in the balls and the jets. Nothing. Love it. So dope. Loved that song. Big L.A. Did they ever call him Big L.A.? Big Sele? Has anyone ever heard LL Cool J call him Big Sele? Hey, excuse me, Big Sally? Oh, yeah. Oh, LL Cool J? Yeah, what's up? That's what they call me. Big Chelly. When I'm whipping at the malls with my cats. They call me Big... I mean, look at the fucking rap. What? The fucking... These are what the internet says he says. They call me Big L.Y. So fucking robotic. They call me Big L.Y. W-H-Y, Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy, don't. They call me Big L-Y, Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy, no. When I'm sliding in the mall, can you hear me? I be sexing with this boss, so you feel me? Let me group it in the cars in the back. Let me group it in the buzz in your hat. I'ma tell you how a car's in the tech. To my landlady's love on the track. Hey, what? Dude, that's cool, but real quick. Huh? And fucking, I thought Migos. They call me Big L.Y. What if that's how he rapped it? They call me Big L.Y. Big Silly. Big Money. Big Billy. When I'm sliding in them, can you hear me? I be sexing with these bars so you feel me. Let me grip it up for cause in the back. Let me grip it in a buzz in your hat. I'm going to tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Dude, would be so bad. But if you run it together, it's the shit. They come big ebbe, big sele, big money, big bele. When I'm sliding the marquee, him, I've been texting with his boss and film. I love how the fucking rap god or whatever this was got it wrong. I said, let me grip it up for cause in the back. It's cuz, probably. Not the actual, I don't mean because. Let me grip it up for because in the back. So white, whoever made it. Big L-Y. So dumb. Like he's asking the question himself. They call me Big L-Y? And they're just like, no, keep rapping. Okay. Big Silly. Big Money. Big Billy. Making it up as he goes along. We got to start now. Go. Go. We have to start now. They want the album yesterday. Okay. Ding, ding. They call me Big L-Y. Big Silly. Big Billy. Big Silly. I'm going to grip it in the cars in the back. He's like, is this good? They'll just keep going. Doesn't matter. We got a dope beat. I love hip hop, dude. It's so funny. I like hip hop because I like to think that they're 100% serious about it. Once it started getting a little silly and they knew it, I liked it a little bit less. You know? But in like the early 2000s, when the rappers thought, for real, I'll fucking shoot you. I'll fuck you up. And these lyrics are fucking hot fire, not silliness. That was the shit because it was even funnier. But when you got these guys who think they're being cute and funny and it's all about their image and it's all about getting memed on, it's less funny because they know what they're doing. You know, they took rap, they took hip hop and made it what the fuck. They made it the fucking funniest shit. And then they were like, oh, this is why it's funny. And now you got fucking, you know. Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. That's a song by Migos. Bad. But they meant to make it like that. You think it's ill? Bye. Can we play this on the podcast? I don't know. I don't even have internet. We're at the side of the fucking thing that doesn't have it. Oh, I think I have this song. Do you guys know that song, Headsprung? If you don't, let's listen to the... I'm sure it's okay for the... Headsprung. Sprung. Just for a few. And it's not playing. End Angry. End Angry. Why would it not be playing when it says it's playing? Am I hooked up to like Bluetooth or some bullshit? Why would it not... be playing. Why do they do this? Apple. Does it work with other songs? Apple. Come on, dude. They call you Big LA. Apple, dude. Did they call you Big LA or Big Sally? Why would it not be playing? Oh, when electronics don't work, bro, it makes me angry. Don't have them invented if they don't work. Well, you're going to have to look up that song, but... No, that's not what he said. All those things are so wrong. And I play it, and I'll play it fucking 20 minutes later. Why, you know? Because of the internet, that's why. So he definitely doesn't say, they call me Big, he says, L.A. Actually, I think that was kind of right. But not, I think that was right. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, yeah, that's it. That's all I got to say for this week. You know, you guys are fucking great. Thanks for all the support. And you know how I always tell you to fucking hashtag Congratulations Pod and tell your fucking friends about it and download it and shit? I still want you to do that. But here is the moment that my special comes out. This is the moment my special comes out, and I'd love it if you guys fucking watched it. And if you don't, you know, then all right, fine. But tell your friends about it. Get the word out there. Fucking put it out there. Chris D'Elia, hashtag man on fire. Listen to it or watch it on Netflix, and I'm real proud of it. A lot of hard work went into it. And there was something else I wanted to say, and I don't remember, and I won't remember it until I'm done recording, and then I'll be extra mad. So I guess I'll have to wait till next week. But I definitely don't remember what it was. Oh, well. Thanks for listening, keep rate and review the podcast. And does Netflix even have a thumbs? I think it only has a thumbs up thing anymore. So thumbs up my thing. I don't give a fuck. What am I even saying, you know? If I sound like such a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, a thumbs up my thing. A fucking rate and review. Whatever you fucking want to do, do. But, you know, we all like admiration or whatever. So thanks for listening. This has been fucking Chris D'Elia. They call me Big Cele, Big Chele, Big L.A., Big Jelle. And when you're whipping in the malls with your cats, I'm sexing on these bars with your bats. Okay? Are you using Square Cash yet? Download the free Square Cash app for iOS or Android now. I'm going to be in Montreal soon. Albuquerque, New Mexico. You live there? Who are you? I'm going to be in Austin. I'm going to be in all sorts of different places. I'm going to be in North Carolina. I'm going to be in all sorts of fucking places. Utah, because go check it out. And Man on Fire comes out. It is out. It is out. So go listen to it. Or so go watch it on Netflix. You sound like a 90-year-old man. Go listen to it on Netflix. Tweet me at hashtag congratulationspod and rate and review the show. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Now, when people tweet me, hey, when's it going to be available on Google Play or Stitcher? I get Blood Red Matt. So it's on there already. But go, most importantly, watch Man on Fire and tell your friends. Thank you, guys. You guys, put it plain and simple, I'm a baby. And this is the best cult ever. Thank you. Congratulations.